25 finalists for the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission have been selected. Four partisan members, two Republicans and two Democrats, will be selected by legislative leaders next year, and those four will then choose from five independent candidates to hold the tie-breaking chair seat. If history is any indicator, that vote will be key in this next round of redistricting. Voters in 2000 decided that the state's legislative and congressional districts should be drawn by an independent commission instead of by the legislature, which had controlled the process since statehood. But even the independent commission has not avoided political controversy. And joining us now to talk about what to expect from this latest bunch of candidates is Jeremy Duda with the Arizona Mirror. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning.
So obviously a lot of candidates here, 25. Can you give us sort of a brief description of the group as a whole?
That would be kind of difficult. It's a pretty varied group. I mean, you have a lot of folks who have a big background in business. You have some folks who have a lot of deep political ties. You have some people who to come off as kind of like regular folks who have no real connection ever to the political world. People from the nonprofit world, small business owners, teachers, etc. It's a pretty varied group.
So let's talk about the candidates for the independent candidates who would be the chair of this commission. I know there was some controversy and some folks were weeded out for being too partisan, but that doesn't seem to have stopped the controversy about this batch of independent candidates, right?
Oh, no, of course not. And, the five independents, these are the folks who more than anything, the Democratic and Republican parties, journalists, observers in general, are going to be really digging down into their backgrounds and who they are and trying to figure out, do they lean left? Do they lean right? This was such a big issue, especially 10 years ago with the commission when the chair routinely voted 3-2 against the two Republicans with the two Democrats. So everyone's kind of trying to read the tea leaves here. And the Democratic Party especially has really singled out two or three of these folks that they find, kind of unacceptable. You have a guy in Flagstaff, Robert Wilson, who owns a business consulting practice and a gun store. He's hosted some Trump campaign event in the parking lot of his store. He's hosted some Republican candidates for the legislature and other offices. And Democrats, of course, are very wary of that. You have Thomas Lockham, who is the general counsel for the utility company EPCOR, who formerly held a similar position with Pinnacle West, the parent company of APS, which is a very making him kind of a political lightning rod there due to Pinnacle West and APS's very controversial election and campaign activities over the past few years. You have one other candidate named Erica Newbert, who's a psychologist with a practice in Scottsdale, is a national board member for the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. The Democrats have pointed out that she gave some money to Governor Ducey's campaign and to his political action committee. Of course, what they didn't mention is she's also given tens of thousands to Democratic candidates, including most of the Democrats who represent Arizona in Congress. So that may be, she gives a lot of money to candidates from both sides, including both in and out of Arizona. So that might be politically kind of a wash. Maybe it may be a candidate to watch there. The other two candidates, the ones that no one has really raised any objections to, you have Nicole Cullen, an American history and government teacher in the Chandler Unified School District, and Gregory Teasdale lives down in the Tucson suburbs, the former venture capital executive of a number of venture capital tech and startup companies. Those two, and maybe those three, if you include Ms. Newberg, are probably the three to watch here, because you need some buy-in from both parties for an independent chair to be appointed.
Right. Well, and not knowing who the partisan members will be, those will be selected next year by the four leaders, Democrat and Republican leaders in the state legislature. Without knowing who those four partisan members are, safe to say it's really impossible to gauge who the chair might be, right?
Oh, of course. And you have to wait until you see who the partisan members are. You have to see who the legislative leaders are who are selecting them, who will probably be urging them, to support or oppose certain candidates for chair. And we don't really know when these folks will get actually appointed. The Commission on Appellate Court Appointments, which selected this list of 25 finalists, my understanding is they will probably send that list over to the legislature today. I think they could start picking them anytime from this week to the end of January. So there's a very broad timeline here and no real indication, at least as of yet, as to when the selections will be made. I would presume that the partisan leaders in the legislature will want to kind of vet, perhaps interview some of these candidates, kind of figure out who they like.
Before they make their choice, right? All right. That is Jeremy Duda with the
Of
Arizona
course.
Mirror. Right. Jeremy, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me.